Yes, I'm the victim of a basketball jump. Ever since I was a little baby, I always be dribbling. In fact, I was the baddest dribbler in the whole neighborhood. Then one day, my mama bought me a basketball, and I loved that basketball. I took that basketball with me everywhere I went. That basketball was like a basketball to me. I even put that basketball underneath my pillow. Maybe that's why I can't sleep at night. I need help, ladies and gentlemen. I need someone to stand beside me. I need someone to set a pick for me at the free throw line of life. Someone I can pass to. Someone to hit the open man on to give him goal. And not end up in the popcorn machine. So cheerleaders, help me out.
Wave the bucket off. You're gonna wave the bucket off. You're gonna wave the bucket off. Oh, baby, ooh, wee, ooh. Vandy, go the hell home. Vandy goes the hell home. Vandy goes the hell home. Oh, baby, ooh, wee, ooh. Where are the Vols? Don't wake up the Vols. Don't wake up the Vols. Oh, baby, ooh, wee, ooh. That's the funniest thing I've ever seen. The most classic thing I've ever seen. The most classic thing I've ever seen. Oh, ooh, wee, ooh. Hatfield, how great is that to just rip them hearts out? To rip their damn hearts out, Hatfield!
Can't beat it. Two nights in a row, we beat the two schools I absolutely hate the most in this conference.
Hey!
The two coaches I hate the most.
Hey! To rip their hearts out! Ugh! To rip their damn hearts out! Look at that! It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen! That Vandy team in modern-day college basketball, Keith, is sitting on the bubble! With their 3 7-footers, their great backcourt, that Baldwin guy is a flat-out player. I mean, are you kidding me? Kidding me, right?
Unless they get a gift from the selection committee on Sunday, that's one of the most underachieving teams in the SEC in a long time.
Tennessee just stuck it in them and made them like it. 865-200-5402 if you want to join us. That is absolutely beyond classic. And Bino called the show. Bino's pissed at me, man. I called Bino with like a minute and a half left, and I'm like, you believe we're going to win this game? He goes, win what? I said, Bino, it's a 2.5 possession game. He goes, I don't care what it is. He goes, are you kidding me? You don't count these games. And then Mostella goes to the line. Hatfield, I'm looking at this, and by the way, 865-200-5402 if you want to get in with us again, 865-200-5402. Keith, watching this game today, what do we make from it? It's incredible. That was an incredible effort by the Vols. Oh, a half a day turnaround, you got 7 players and you play like that? It's incredible.
I mean, you can't say enough about how they played today. From the time they got hit 44-30, they got really loose with the ball and took some really atrocious shots. But I mean, that's just part of the personality of this team. You got to wonder how much a team has tuned their coach out when you let the guy who misses a free throw rebound it at the end of a game like that.
That's incredible. I mean, for their NBA big man to stand there and watch him just go around them and get that board there.
Well,
and then of course
that, I mean,
and then of course he's going to give him life because that's what we do in tournaments. But we still won the game.
Well, I was stunned. I mean, I assumed when he got the rebound, I was like, well, the officials have missed a call. He's broken early when he let go of it and gotten in quick, but he didn't. They just didn't pursue the ball. I mean, it looked like they wanted to let the ball hit the ground so the clock didn't start or something, and that's a pretty goofy way to go about business right there.
Absolutely.
And that ends up being the difference in the game if you look at it, because, I mean, that deprived them of about three or four seconds.
865-200-5402. Call us and let me know if somebody's listening. How about my man, the designer, Armani Moore? How about the way that Nashville has been so good to Tennessee through the years? Keith, am I missing something, or is Keith Hornsby not playing tomorrow, our next opponent, next round? Am I missing?
No, he's not playing. He's done for good.
Okay. So, I mean, that's winnable. That's winnable. Yes or no?
Oh, yeah. I mean, LSU's perfectly capable of coming out tomorrow just dusting Tennessee. But I don't think you can count on LSU playing well at any point this year. And if they come out and they're ready, put it this way, from what I've seen of that team, they're scarcely motivated anyways. If they think there's no chance of them getting in the NCAA tournament, I don't think there is, because I don't think there's any way in hell they're winning the tournament. I think that's the only way they can get in. I wouldn't be surprised to see them come out and lay an egg tomorrow against Tennessee at all.
In my lifetime, and I know this is a two-game run, this is one of my favorite couple of days I've ever had. And this is what's so great about March. And this is truly what's so great about tournament basketball. Because all that counts in this stuff is your last 5 minutes. Four players get in double figures today. Vanderbilt blew Tennessee out twice.
No, neither of them were remotely competitive.
And today's game, when they reeled us in, Keith, with about 9 minutes left, I thought, well, that was fun. We're getting beat by 15 points, and so did you.
Oh, absolutely.
And it was incredible that we're here right now talking about this. This is a terrific result.
Well, no, you're talking about, I mean, like I said, certainly, and I agree with you to a great extent about the run, simply because you knocked the two biggest assholes in the SEC out of the tournament, and you knocked the two schools I hate the most in the league out on back-to-back days, probably tattooing a 20 spot on one of their foreheads and probably knocking the other out of the NCAA tournament. Pretty good day. The last 24 hours have been pretty neat.
Hatfield, I've got some cacao along with my yo-yo. I've got some blueberries, some bananas, some goji berries. Brother, I'm locked and loaded. Got some whey protein in there. Eddie's Hell Shop taking care of Basilio. That's dinner tonight right there. That's dinner. Right there, Hatfield. I'm going to the phones. Let's get as many people in here as humanly possible. Keith, are you in any way, shape, or form worried? And somebody just said Burt was on fire today. Let me say this about Burt Bertelkamp. My kids are playing tennis right now in West Knoxville, and I drove my daughter out there. She's 16. I'm not letting her drive herself out in West Knoxville. Anyway. And coming back listening to him, to say he was fired up today, and he had some great one-liners. At one point he goes, Mostella just threw a pick. He goes, he just threw a hard pick. He goes, what's gotten into these guys?
No, they're playing. Like I said, I mean, that it seems that getting to tournament play re-energizes them. In a lot of ways it makes sense, because certainly at the end of the regular season, the team really didn't have much to play for. I mean,
no.
I just hope the guys are kind of self-motivated and, okay, we're going to play hard every time out, but that's not the reality of it. And they didn't, I mean, other than, okay, they could have skipped the first night of the SEC tournament, which actually, in the look back at it, I'm not sure that didn't end up being a benefit playing the first night. Because they got the losing streak out of the way, they came out and played, I mean, Auburn's atrocious, but they played arguably, or certainly one of the better games of the year in beating them, and they've just carried it forward.
Mostella's either making a hell of a tape for next year, for where he's going, or he is taking the next step right before our very eyes. Because he did not look like this all year, Keith. He did not.
No, I mean, he had flashes, but he's not been this consistently aggressive, and he's just a guy that you're going to have to live with. You're going to have to live with the occasional terrible shot and the occasional ball-handling faux pas, because that's just what he is. But
that is so funny to see them beat Vanderbilt. Oh, my gosh.
I like Stallings trying to steal the call by just coaching him later. Oh, yeah, that counts.
Oh, yeah, that counts. At the end there.
Of course, knowing Stallings, the substance of that huddle was probably USOB's just got me fired.
Never in a million years did I think Tennessee would win today. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Never in a million years. Yeah. None.
I think that's the worst matchup in the SEC for them.
Totally agree.
I mean, there's no reason that Vanderbilt just doesn't bludgeon us inside.
Then
we didn't guard the three-point line in the second half. I mean,
no.
One that cut it to two that Fisher Davis hits with about 8 seconds to go.
Yeah.
Which is atrocious.
Yeah. We got away with one.
We did everything we could to get rid of that, to kick away the lead late.
I'm going to go to the phones. Let's get our first call in. Hello and welcome. It's a victory celebration here on your Smart Way Garza Law Firm Tennessee Basketball Overtime. Hello, welcome in.
I'm money. Oh man.
TR, I'm coming out. I'm coming to Holly Gamble tonight to see you, my friend, and your family. Hey, I feel so good for you. I was thinking about you during this game today. It's been a long week in your life losing your dad. And let me tell you something, man. You had every right to call me yesterday and get my face on the voicemail, on the T-mail, and me and Hatfield for saying that we hope they took a vacation. I'm so glad they didn't. This is one fun day to be alive, brother.
I know it, man. I got y'all thinking of y'all too, man. I watched it I made my debut. I didn't get to see the first half. I listened to it. I was trying to get some things done and, I crashed on into the Rocks Tavern, my debut. They got Coors Original Happy Hour for $1.50 for a pint. And I watched the second half in Rocks Tavern, that's TR, backwards. That's TR on the Rocks Tavern is, TR on the backside.
Are you following that, Hatfield?
Yes. Because Rocks Tavern would be RT, and if you flip it, it's TR.
Hatfield, I just don't understand. I'm still beside myself with your commentary yesterday. Our staff needs to be on a bird to Istanbul. We need to get the hell out of Las Vegas as soon as possible. I mean, what in the freaking world are you freaking talking about, dude? I told
no.
you. That hey, we knew our, we knew what we had to do. We had to go to the freaking SEC, tournament, and win it.
Oh, no doubt. Like I said, I mean, I'm glad they didn't take the attitude down there I had yesterday.
But we're going to cut some nets down, and I'm just glad my pop, Bob Williams, he got us over the hump. I'm on, what am I on here? I'm taking the North Freeway. I'm on the North freaking Freeway. Yes! Going towards Anderson County, but yeah, Armani Moore gets a game ball. Your boy Derek Reese gets a game ball, and Bachman gets a game ball for his freaking senior leadership and his energy that spread throughout the team. And Robert freaking Holmes the third! Mostella, the whole team, yes! Game ball! Advance and survive! Survive and freaking advance! Go
That's a man right there that's going to receive friends here in a little bit. You think he's serious there, Hatfield?
Oh, man. I couldn't feel any better than I do for TR right now. Yep. Certainly with the week he's had, any small amount of comfort's great. Nobody enjoys seeing Tennessee win more than TR.
Yep.
So certainly.
And nobody enjoys being wrong more than me right now.
Okay? Oh, absolutely.
Nobody.
I
love this. This is fun stuff.
Well, I mean, it gets to be the payoff for guys like Armani Moore.
Yep.
I mean, you don't want guys walking away out of your program with just completely bad feelings about it. I mean, what the hell good was Devin Balkman going to walk out of here feeling about this program if we just went down there and got drilled last night?
Fans will always remember this. Those two games right there, you can't take. People will go, remember that year we went down to Vanderbilt and we had no punter? And truthfully, everybody balled out today. Hubbs still isn't 100%. If you look at him, he's still not like, I don't want to say all in or all healthy or whatever I'm trying to say. I like that one shot he threw up, though.
It looked like a pop-a shot that he shot
like
a line drive on.
Yes, it looked like me.
Take the net down.
This team, hey, that Armani Moore, that son of a gun, you cut him open, his heart is 3 miles wide. I mean, he loves playing basketball.
And I think that's one thing Barnes is bringing in is I think you're getting a guy a lot like Armani Moore and Grant Williams.
Let's go back to our phones, get our next call in. Somebody just said on the Periscope, wouldn't you love to see Vanderbilt's locker room right now? I bet you that little weasel. I bet you that little weasel, Kevin Stallings. Let's get our next caller.
He's probably calling right now to get the St. Louis job is probably what he's doing.
Hello and welcome into our next caller.
Howdy.
Yes.
Condolences to TR. And boy, that's a tough one to follow up that call. But, hey, did you say go G money? You going to eat some go G money?
No.
I just said you were going to have some goji.
I got
a health shot.
I'm eating goji, brah.
Goji money.
Oh, knife. Okay, yeah.
Hey, I'll say one word for sure about Vandy. Devastated.
I don't know that they are that much because they obviously didn't give a damn in the first half.
No, their fan base, that is a complete punch in their balls. If they have
that. I don't think the players care.
No, but.
Jones is going pro and Baldwin's probably out the door with him.
But you know what, Keith? To their fans, that's a tough one to swallow right there. To lose to that Tennessee team in that tournament when you're trying to get in after they came back this season and played some pretty good ball down the stretch, that is a tough result for our our enemies in the mid-state.
That's always been their one thing to hang on.
Yep.
That old tired basketball.
Yep.
Now we've taken football away.
Yep.
Again.
Yep.
And now, hey, Stallings is a prick anyway, so
yes.
Good riddance to him. Anyway, it was fun. I let someone else flag you having your show. Let's hope we have three more. Why not?
Why not, brother? Thank you.
Hey, where's Vandy Joe?
Where's Vandy Joke?
Where's he been? Where's Vandy Joe?
Vandy Joke. 865-200-5402. APP.
It's always amazing to me how guys like that get amnesia when they lose. You can sure as hell find the number when they win.
865-200-5402. Let's go back to our friends. Clone is in. Here's the way we're going to do this tonight. I'm here. Clone's coming. We're going to keep the conversation going. Neutral Zone usually comes your way 7 o'clock tonight. He's going to take over from me so I can get over to TR's in honor of the Williams family, in honor of you, the living listener. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Hey, Tony. Brian in Nashville.
Brian, how you doing, brother? Good talk to you.
I'm doing fantastic. How are y'all?
I got no complaints right now.
Wish I could be with Hatfield down at Clancy's. I need a smoke and a pancake after that one. I'll tell you what. I love the grit, the grind. I love wrecking Kevin Stallings and Vanderbilt in Nashville. In Nashville, that team is so much more talented than us, and we just showed them who wants it more. And that is fantastic.
They're 20 better. Hey, they're easy 20 better. Hey, when they took the lead with whatever it was, 6-7 minutes left, I'm thinking to myself, well, that was fun. Tennessee's getting beat 10. And Tennessee hung, made some goofy shots, and somehow got out of there with a win. And when I saw that live, I didn't think that shot was good. And for the people that were with me on Periscope, I turned that Periscope right on because I knew it wasn't good. I just knew it wasn't good. It's so beautiful that it ended like that, like a false ending, a dusty finish in wrestling. It's so beautiful.
I've never looked red with that light on the backboard as much as I have when I saw that replay.
Exactly.
They're going to overturn this, and there could be nothing. You said it couldn't be done any better.
No, it was a perfect script. Just ripped their hearts out.
Well, LSU tomorrow. Let's keep this party rolling. And you know what? No TNT goalkeeper soccer game right now. We got to play basketball. And if you didn't see the Benfica Zenit St. Petersburg Champions League goal yesterday, it is next level. But it doesn't beat that victory over that team who the arrogant Nashville Vandy crowd at home who thinks they're going to do that to us, and we just show them what's up without our best player. I'm out. See you guys.
Thank you. And don't think those a-holes over there aren't reveling in that whole lawsuit, which is where coming from. Don't think for a second that they're not in the middle of that. Don't think.
Well, the best part, though, that finish was a lot like, I remember one time, I think it was Bob Armstrong was the Continental Heavyweight Champion. Flair came here to defend the belt. And it's all over. Armstrong gets the 1-2-3. They raise his hand. Everybody in the coliseum is going crazy. Flair takes the mic and goes, "You ignorant hillbillies can't read. This was a non-title match." Just sending 7,000 people into complete apoplexy.
Smart Way, ladies and gentlemen, all the great brand names, whether you're hunting furniture, appliances, electronics, computers, tablets, tires, phones, they've got it at Smart Way. And I want to thank them for sponsoring our basketball season all season long, our football season all season long. They're on board for our football season in 2016 as well. Our coverage of the pairings, which will come out on Sunday night. They're on board for our orange and white pre- and post-game shows right here at TonyBasilio.com. And I want to thank my friends at Smart Way. Everything for your home, where you pay your way, you save money, you shop and you buy smart, have something to show for your hard work, like our Tennessee volunteers today, and they're located at 8416 Kingston Pike. Again, 8416 Kingston Pike, Smart Way, Smart Way, Smart Way. As it is, your Smart Way Garza Law Firm, Tennessee Basketball Overtime. Let's jump back to our phones. Special shout out tonight, Tom Marine over at Smoothie King. Special shout out tonight, my main man, Sushi Spot Shane, listening to us on his way into the sushi spot tonight. He just offered me some tuna sashimi. Sushi Spot Shane, I've got my little concoction, brother, that helps me hang on, that I'm eating on tonight here. Let's go back to our phones, and let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Hey, Tony, this is Westchester. How you doing today?
Hey, brother, get on in here.
Hey, good to talk to you guys. Let me tell you what just happened tonight that you guys haven't mentioned yet. Tennessee just had their first win of the season against Vandy, and they ruined their postseason. I'd rather beat them three times, but you know what? We beat them when it counted. So Andy might be going to the NIT, and Tennessee may have no tournament hopes at all, and it may not even make the college basketball invitational, but Vandy is not going to the tournament, and they got to hope for the best for the NIT. And as much as we hate Kevin Stallings around here, that's a pretty good day in my book. I mean, our program's had our problems this year, but I'm okay with where we are right now.
Well, I think it's amazing. I mean, I think that, you know, when you look at where this team had came from over the last couple of weeks and how they fell, nobody, I don't think anybody in that locker room thought they'd be there right now, still playing. And you saw the crawl go across Keith Hornsby. Is that, and I hate seeing guys get hurt, but he's gone for the rest of the season. That is the definition of a bracket opening up tomorrow for the Vols.
Oh, did you notice who was in the shot? Tony, I meant to bring this up. Did you notice who was in the shot when they were showing, Carl Hess and those guys checking out to see if the basket was good or not? Did you see who was in the first row right there?
Uh-uh.
Our boys, our folks, the Tubbs.
Love the Tubbs!
The Tubbs were right there.
You ain't denying the Tubbs. You're not denying the Tubbs family.
Oh, if it had counted that basket, Mr. Tubbs would have been over the rail, I think.
Tony, what percentage chance do you give us to win tomorrow?
I don't know. 20, 50, 30, 60. I have no idea.
What percentage do you give us to win today? Let's put it in perspective.
Zero.
And we won. So you give us 50 tomorrow at least?
I have no idea. I've got no feel for it. I mean, it's March basketball. If Tennessee keeps shooting the way they are and keeps playing loose, they'll keep winning. Because they were loose today, man.
Let's be honest, though. If they don't win this tournament, they're not in the NCAA tournament, right?
That's correct.
No, they're done.
And they're not even in anything if they don't win.
No, that's right.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's all nothing for them. They have nothing to lose, so give it all out, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's fun.
Well, regardless, we at the end of the day, we crushed Vandy's chances. We had a good year.
No doubt about it.
Thanks, guys. We'll get you.
865-200, and that's the deal. I mean, to me, it's more about pulling down your nemesis and also enjoying what just happened, because it was just so out of nowhere. Just out of nowhere. I'm going to go back to the phones, 865-200-5402.
Duke lost today, so yeah, it's been a pretty good day.
Duke lost today, too, yeah. This is one of these perfect days. This is one of these red-letter, beautiful, perfect days. Absolutely beautiful, perfect day. Perfect day. Perfect day. Bino just shot me a text. He apologized for shouting profanities in my ear today.
I'll probably have to be before the condo board at the next meeting for my reaction when I thought they had tied the game.
How mad was I? I was so mad. I was so mad until I saw that first layup, and then I knew.
Well, the way Reese Olayed that last play, I was going to come on here, and if people think I've been critical of him before, they haven't heard anything.
You know what, though? He's got to let him go there. Doesn't he? If he fouls him and that shot goes in, that's not good. Most guys are going to let you go there.
Yeah, but if you're up two, I never believe you let them make the layup, and you just make sure they don't get the ball up on the rim.
Well, that's a good point, but that's a lot easier said than done. I mean, that's playing with fire. I'm going to abstain from all Trinidad and Tobago jokes, at least till tomorrow at around 6 o'clock.
More Richard Ramirez jokes.
Let's go back to the phones, Gary. Next call.
You know, that's Michael Carrera more than it is Reese.
Yeah, Michael Carrera is definitely on the hillside. Let's get our next call in here and welcome in our next call on your Smartway Garza Law Firm, Tennessee Basketball Overtime. Derek Reese is balled out. Our basketball Vols have balled out. Orange Throat for tomorrow's blog is balling out. Next call in. Hello and welcome.
Guys, I'd like to congratulate Vanderbilt on an outstanding season. It's with great pleasure that I offer them an official bid to the National Invitational Tournament.
How fun was that?
Tony, let me apologize on the air for that profanity-laced tirade that I hollered in your ear. Let me tell you the rest of the story. I hang up the phone, slam it down on the recliner, walk outside where Sheena, of course, is out there splitting wood while I'm watching the SEC basketball tournament, to inform her that we have choked away an opportunity to beat Vanderbilt, came back inside, and the official review was going on.
See, there's part of me, actually, though, that wanted to see them count that basket, Beano, just to watch Barnes completely incinerate.
Yeah, you said he should have got a technical. I told you, if they would have counted that, he should have got arrested.
I'm not sure it would have been far from it.
Beano, I grew up in a Italian Catholic family where, I mean, you cussed at the dinner table.
Yes.
And I've got to tell you, I've never heard that one.
Yeah.
Now, I've heard derivatives of that term, and I've heard you use very little profanity through the 20 years or so I've known you, but I've never heard that term. Exactly. I mean, we're on the Periscope. Would you care to share that with me, what that term was?
No, I would not, Tony. I'm guessing that I made it up on the fly. It was some kind of...
I've never heard that combination. Of that with the F word. Whatever the word was, I went, you know what? Because Beano just told me, Hatfield, he said, Tony, they tie this game. I'm never, ever, ever taking a phone call from you ever again when we're playing. Ever. So just understand this right now. You're going to get frozen out, and I'm done with you as a friend during games, just so you know. And I said to him, wow, this guy's getting kind of pissed here. And then... I said, well, that ain't going to happen, Beano, because he's going to sort the game away, especially after he got that layup. I mean, he got the rebound. And we're sitting there laughing. Of course, we blow that because that's us in the tournament. And Beano yells something, a combination of something in the F word that I literally have never heard in my life. I was like, I said, Beano, I got to go, man. You got to go. We got to go.
Richard Pryor's handlers told me they were embarrassed by my behavior, so. Anyway, this is a reversal of Tennessee basketball here.
Yes, it is.
Everything that has gone wrong for us in the regular season, we've turned it around in the tournament. Usually it's the exact opposite.
Keith, the man's right. I mean, we showed some chutzpah today.
Oh, you're completely undermanned, and you're just completely outgunned inside, and you managed to keep the game... get out to a big enough lead that you're able to at least be in the game at the end, and you find a way to make plays late. That's as well as that team can play in a lot of ways today. I mean, certainly they have their moments where they throw it all over the place and take terrible shots. I thought overall that's one of their better performances.
And we other than a couple of times early in his career when he slung in a bunch of threes, Reese has never played any better for this basketball team and done what he needs to do within himself to help this basketball team to see. He and Mostella have been the difference in how this team's performed in the postseason as opposed to how they perform coming down the stretch.
I agree with that. There's certainly, there's no doubt.
Hey.
Well, it was... I mean, it's totally unexpected. I thought that this team had basically run completely out of gas, but you guys mentioned it earlier in the show, especially when you're dealing with a bunch of upperclassmen. When it becomes apparent that they can't qualify for anything through the regular season, it's easier for them to shut it down than it is for a group of guys that have got 3-4 years later.
Well, let me give an example, okay? You've got, well, that is true. And on the other side of the line tomorrow, you've got LSU. They're 3 wins away with the number one pick in the NBA draft from getting into the NCAA tournament tomorrow. And they don't take the court. They're going to take the court against a Tennessee team that's going to be worn to the nub, okay? Watch and see who plays harder tomorrow. Watch and see who plays harder. That's what blows me away about LSU. You watch their level of effort, and it looks to me like they don't give a damn. I watched Tennessee play today, and it looked like they'd rather die than lose that game today. And I relate to that. I 100% relate to that.
Vanderbilt's got guys with agendas. I mean, it's the same problem Vanderbilt
No
has.
Question.
Vanderbilt's got two guys who have obvious agendas.
No question.
That have little or nothing to do with their team and have everything to do with which team will draft them this June.
No question. And by the way, you guys will be glad to know that Vanderbilt was periscoping, according to John Tweet, that shot at the end, calling it good and saying that they were going to overtime and lauding their comeback, celebrating their comeback against us. I love
that. I'll get off here and let somebody else have his time. But, Keith, your hatred for certain coaches, I don't think it touches the way I feel about Vanderbilt basketball. So to beat them and put them out of the SEC tournament and in all likelihood knock them out of an NCAA tournament and maybe get Stallings fired, that's almost enough to make a season for me.
It's definitely a solid day. Of course, the problem is they'll probably go hire Chris Collins or somebody and end up better off.
Thank well, Keith, let me celebrate just a few more minutes.
I got you.
Thank you, Beanstar.
You guys take care.
And I'm not sure they'll fire him.
Tennessee today. Oh, they're not going to fire him. Here are some of the numbers. Mostella in your basketball game. Has 18 points, 7 of 18 from the field, he's 2 of 8 from three-point land, 2 of 4 from the foul line, grabbed 6 boards, 3 on offense, 3 on defense, 3 assists, 1 block, 2 turnovers, 2 fouls. That is as active as we've seen that kid all year. He is playing his best basketball his last 2 nights. There's just no doubt about that.
Well, you see a guy that now suddenly looks like he wants to be here.
That's amazing. The designer. Hey, I give Barnes credit. He got that kid's attention. Either that, or they sat down and Barnes said, you better make yourself a great audition tape, and you've got a couple games left, and you better put something good on video. It's an either or, because something's happened there.
Well, I think you saw it at Hubs a lot more than you normally see today.
Designer. Let's talk about Designer. Designer had 14 today. Armani Moore, 5 of 12 from the field, made a 3-ball, got to the line 5 times, made 3, had 5 boards on defense, 3 assists, 2 blocks, 3 fouls in the game. Extremely active day for the Designer.
Well, the 3 he makes to get to push the lead up to 4 was
incredible.
That was something.
Shot of the game, really.
Oh yeah.
How about Schofield? You know, they asked Schofield after he fell in love with his 3-point shot to kind of be different, and he's done that. Schofield today had 12 points in the game. He was 5 of 12 from the field. He did shoot 2 threes and missed both of them. He got to the line twice. 7 total rebounds in the game, including 4 on offense, which were huge. He kept a couple plays alive. He had a block, and he only had 1 turnover. Hubs, the Hubber. Hubs had 10 points in the game, 4 of 8 from the field, 1 of 1 from 3-point land.
That 3 was huge.
Absolutely huge. His running one-handed shot, that thing that looked like it was a candle when he threw it up. It had all the air in it of a candle. When it hit the back of the iron and just laid there like a watermelon almost. And it just kind of stuck. And then it rolled in. That was, when you make a shot like that, Keith, you know, in tournament basketball, you're getting through. That's just how it feels.
There's no doubt about that.
Reese today, 7 points in the game. 2 of 6 from the field, 1 of 2 from 3-point land, 2 of 2 from the line, had 10 boards in the game. Derek Reese, that is 2 games in a row. And Derek Reese is double figures in rebounds. That is called doing some wick where I come from. That is wick. That is doing some wick right there.
Hey, what else I like about it today is, You got a nice lesson to Shambari Phillips and Kyle Alexander that he's going to play the guys that are playing with.
No doubt. No doubt. You got to. Hey, you got to. This is your upperclassman's last ride. And you know what? The upperclassmen are modeling for those kids. You know, guys, we took a few games off early in the season, but now that it's time to play, we're playing. We've been here a while, and we're playing. And they all get credit as far as I'm concerned. Balkman today, 6 points in the game. Two of five from the field. 1 of 4 from 3-point land. 1 of 1 from the line. 4 rebounds in the game. 1 assist. How about Balkman's line of 5 steals, Keith? 5 steals. He played the lanes and overplayed.
And almost had another big one there on the play where he almost stole the ball and Wade Baldwin had to track it down in the back court.
And that looked like to me, like that was a little sketchy, that play. It ended in a dunk, right? That's the sequence that ended in a dunk? For them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That looks sketchy. It looked like backcourt. The second touch on that, if you go back and look at it. But I made a mental note, but not a note. So I can't tell you who touched it. Let's go back to our phones, get our next call in. On your Smartway Garza Law Firm, Tennessee Basketball Overtime. Hello and welcome in.
Tony Hatfield's JM. What's up?
Hey, buddy. Great Tennessee evening to you, my friend.
It was awesome, and it kind of came out of nowhere. I really did not expect Tennessee to play that way. But, you know, you were talking about different variations of the F word. Old MP and I were down at Buffalo Wild Wings out in Turkey Creek, and I made up a few words. And MP, he took a bar stool, and I don't know where it ended up. It was like Bobby Knight back in the day. So Bino's not alone after that Baldwin layup there.
Yeah, I think a lot of us, I'm sitting there going, this can't be happening to us because we deserve to win that game. Bottom line is, when you emote and you play like that, you deserve to win. And that's what Tennessee did. Lots of fun.
Well, they played their butts off, and we played basically the same 5 guys the entire second half, and they were gassed. We got to the point there in the last couple minutes where I told MP, I said, man, what we're going to need to win this game basically is for one of these prayer threes to just go in. And Armani Moore delivered. And I had a good feeling about that shot when he took it. I don't know why, but I really thought he was going to hit it. And sure enough, he did. Just a great victory. And you know who I feel good for is those players, man. They've been through a crappy year. And after the official review, which I saw the Tubbs, by the way, Keith. That was awesome.
Keith spotted the Tubbs. Keith, how come I didn't spot the Tubbs?
I don't know, Tony. They were right there in the first row.
I called it out to the entire bar. I said, the Tubbs. We're winning now.
Such a simpleton.
Yes. When SEC Network, after that review, they showed, like a brief, replay of our bench just exploding and throwing towels in the air. Those kids deserve that, man.
Absolutely.
I just feel so good for them. And they had a lot of moments like that this year that were stolen away from them just from, you know, just freaky endings to games and where they had big leads. So just that kind of all came together today and all the luck went our way.
No matter what happens from here, JM, these guys stole my heart at the end of the year. And I don't think I'm alone. And I just appreciate effort. I just appreciate it. There's something to be said for not quitting, and there's something to be said for they're 20 points worse than that team they played today. That team they played today should literally be beating the hell out of them. You know that?
They're really good, man. And if they didn't shoot the way they did in the first half, they probably beat us by double digits.
So much talent. So much talent. And the LSU team we're going to see tomorrow has talent. They got the first pick in the draft, and they're going to sleepwalk through that game tomorrow. Now, they might beat us, but mark it down. Tennessee will play harder than that LSU team tomorrow.
Hey, there is no reason to stop here tonight. We've got a great shot at winning tomorrow, and A&M in Florida I certainly wouldn't want to play A&M again, but, you know, of course, if we advance, I'll take anybody. But if Florida were to somehow win that game, Florida's trash, man. We could take them, too.
I take Bright Michael White right now. We could beat Bright Michael
White. Michael is white.
Mike is white. Yep.
That game between him and Herman Cain today, that was some brutal stuff. Did y'all see that?
What'd you think of the Herman Cain, the battle between those two?
That's Arkansas, like I said, well, I mean, we'll see next year. I mean, Mike Anderson either wins big with those junior college guys he's bringing in next year, or my guess is he won't be the coach there anymore.
See, it's conventional wisdom. Nobody would have believed. Conventional wisdom-wise, that's a good hire Arkansas made. You go and get one of Nolan's guys who had tremendous success at UAB, who had success at Missouri, and you think to yourself, there's no way he can't win at Arkansas, and he's not moving the needle there. It's strange.
That's the way it works.
I was going to bring up something that we were talking about there during the game today. Reese took a couple of threes today, and I think he hit one. I don't know what his numbers were from out there, but overall, he looked really good today. I don't know why Barnes put that stipulation on him where it had to be 5 seconds left in the shot clock for him to shoot or something like that. I don't think you ever put something like that in a kid's head. Let them play loose. Kids are going to think about stuff like that.
I like that Reese. I like that he did that with him because he takes, I mean, no offense to that kid, but that kid takes silly shots, man. I'm up to disagree with you.
But you can teach a kid to take good shots.
No, actually you can't.
He was 3 years before now and he never took good shots.
Yeah, actually you can't teach that. I mean, no, I'm not. Not being
argumentative.
But
old school coaches like Barnes, that more coaches are going to the style where you kind of let your kids play free, and I prefer that. You know, Pearl did that.
LSU. How about when we used to have CJ Black jacking up 15 of them from out there?
But Tony, he hit big shots, and we won big games. Some guys, I mean, we can debate it. I see your old side of it, obviously. I'm not a Reese sheep or anything. I think he ought to give the kids a little more freedom. It's not like we had some championship on the line.
How much freedom did he give Kevin Punter? I mean, you give freedom to guys that deserve it. I don't want some SOB that's shooting 25% from three out there shooting 7 or 8 or 9.
Now don't say the word SOB. That's really too hardcore. Good gosh.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I like the way Reese played tonight, and I just think maybe, I don't know. It's just a theory I had that maybe some of the restrictions they put on him early in the season.
I make the point that I think the restrictions helped him to the point where it's allowed him to play within himself, to play within his strengths.
But what the hell was the deal today? Did they suddenly take?
Yes. The last two games, I think they're just letting these guys play. It's a tournament. We're going to have fun.
That's the thing, I guess.
Yeah.
He took the cuffs off,
I guess. The cuffs are off. That's a great way of putting it. Yeah, the cuffs are off. Yeah.
Well, it was a straightaway. The one he makes is a straightaway three with probably, about 10 seconds on the shot clock.
But they've done the same thing with Shambari Phillips. If you look at him, and not Shambari Phillips, but Schofield, he's not shooting 6 threes a game now. He shot 2 today, and they were both in the offense. And he's playing garbage points.
Maybe you can identify like a particular 3-point shot that a guy's good at, like a wing three or a top of the key three, and you can say, okay, look, if you get that shot with nobody around, go ahead and take it.
I can identify the 3-point shot Derek Reese is at and good at. None of them.
Well, I mean, we can.
That's not
take
fair.
Shots, but,
really, that's yeah, not. That's not. Is I'm, that? Is that? Does that serve anything?
I mean, Reese doesn't have any talent. I'm not, you know, arguing that. I'm just.
He has talent.
I'm just trying to make a point about the coaching style and.
Yeah,
it's not your cup of tea. Let's not argue about Reese shooting threes. This is a great win today.
Absolutely.
And we have every opportunity to win tomorrow and pass that, in my opinion. This conference is awful.
Awful.
We're awful, too, but we have just as good a chance as anybody. So.
Hey, thank you, my friend. Hey, from here?
All right, see you guys.
Who knows? Belmont was an 8 seed. They had no chance. They had a coach that was getting fired. And that is the truth. They had a coach that was getting fired.
But wait a minute, isn't Luce his own athletic director?
Yeah, but he was walking away at the end of the year.
Oh, yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that. And, I'm not sure he won't anyway.
And he may still. That's a great point. Let's go back to our phones and get our next call in.
He's been at it 1,000 years. Not gonna get a better way to go out.
God, that was fun today. My gosh, that was fun. Jeez Louise. Let's get our next call in on your Smartway Garza Law Firm Tennessee Basketball Overtime. Hello and welcome in.
Let me get this right. Derek Reese, the 48% free throw shooter on the year, nails a 1-1 with under a minute to go against Vandy in Nashville, and we're trying to apply the daggum Torrey Harris rule to him?
They let him shoot 2 threes today? Come on, man.
That's what I'm saying. This isn't Kevin O'Neal basketball.
They let him play today.
Guys, I'm going to tell you something. I didn't drop an F-bomb until Armani Moore hit that three-pointer. And after that, every shot that went in the air, I had a comment to make about
it. It was great.
It was tight, guys, down the stretch
It was so great. You know what? We're not going to make March Madness, okay? I mean, let's just face the facts.
No, they're not winning. No, they're not.
But you know what? Today we had March Madness. That's what that felt like today. And that's cool, you know?
The Vandy fans right now in Nashville, guys, and by the way, it is pouring down rain.
Yes! Yes!
Pouring, I mean, buckets.
Yes!
The Vandy fans are absolutely beside themselves. It is the fire Kevin O'Neal theme. I mean, fire. I just say Kevin O'Neal. They want that guy out of there, y'all. I mean, they can't send him packing fast enough. He's got 4 NBA players on his team, and he couldn't beat a 4-19 Tennessee basketball team with a 24-point-a-game player sitting on the bench with a stress fracture.
A team that has no numbers in the Vols, right? Playing on no day's rest. Playing in a, well, what time did we win? We got off the court last night at 11 o'clock. So we're back on the court roughly 15 hours later. Now you think about that for a second. Think about the advantages they had coming into that game today.
Well, that's garbage on the SEC's part.
No question. They should be playing tonight like you said. Look, if you want to put Kentucky in prime time, I understand that. But Kentucky's not playing in the first night. So what's the point?
Exactly.
But anyway, go ahead, Bill. I'm sorry.
I did already drive by Domain City Hall, and they've got the Vandy Commodore flag at half-mast. They're already mourning. I will say this, though, for them. They do have a great consolation. I bet Memorial Gymnasium is going to be rocking next Thursday night with that NIT opener they're going to be hosting.
So I think they'll get shipped on the road. And they're going to draw one of these small conference champions that got beat, and they're going to get absolutely stomped.
Guys, go ahead, Keith.
They'll get the Kentucky Robert Morris treatment.
Yep.
Well, when you see Mostella hitting a baseline running with no time on the shot clock, you see Hubs running down the middle of the lane hitting a shot with no time on the shot clock.
Candle.
Armani Moore ripping a three. But you know what we hadn't mentioned yet? Vandy answered twice in a row under 20 seconds. Cornette with a big three.
Yep.
And Fisher Davis kid with a big three.
Yep.
Answered twice. Let's be honest.
Twice.
Let's be honest. If Mostella's free throw doesn't roll around that rim one more time, that last shot's good.
No question. There were so many things that had to happen in that game for us to get out of there with a win, and they all happened. That's truth right there. But you know what? That Tennessee team gets a lot of credit, Bill, because I'm going to tell you something. I was expecting them to go out last night and get killed the way they played at the end of the season.
Well, maybe Rick Barnes is showing us why he's got such longevity.
Maybe.
Maybe he's a better postseason coach than any of us realize.
No question. No question.
Hatfield, I've been looking at the Lexus Nexus feed. I don't know if you've checked it out this afternoon. I don't want to bring a downer on anybody, but have y'all seen that there's been a new plaintiff that joined the Title IX case this afternoon?
Who is it?
Kevin Stallings.
That's awful. Let's go back to the phones. I can't joke about things like that.
He really, really, Kevin Stallings should really think about going and getting like the St. Louis job.
Let's get our next call in. 865-200-5402. He's just been there too long. And that happens to everybody, you know? Let's get our next call in. Some could say it's happened to me. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Don and Keith.
Yes.
This is Don.
Hey, buddy.
Has this been about the best 22 hours or so?
Don, you sound like you've lived five lives. What's the matter with you, man?
Oh, man, I think it pulled a lot out of me, but it was so, so sweet. And like you said, even though I would rather have one comfortably at the end, not been, you know, get my ulcers tore up, the way it ended was just so much fun. It wasn't until I realized that that it wasn't no good. One of the TV commentators said, well, I don't mind them taking this amount of time. And about 5 minutes later, he says, but I do mind them taking this much time. But, you know, because it was pretty obvious that that was no good. Wanted to run through a few things about the game today. First of all, you got to be careful about your wish for. One of your callers mentioned Derek Reese hitting those two free throws. Man, I was begging him at least the front end. I told my wife, I said, we need either Bachman or Mostella to get fouled here. They're our free throw shooters. And Dad, if he didn't go up and miss the front end twice. Made up the first one when he ran in and grabbed that rebound. And the second one, you know, that rode around, what I was afraid of there is he hits the first, misses the second, and they hit a three, and then we give it overtime. But when I seen that ball roll off the rim, I was not feeling too good about that. But I thought Mostella today, I mean, we're nowhere without him today.
He's a different player, man. I mean, he did not look at all this year, Don, that engaged. At any point in time this season, did he look that engaged?
When he drives a lane, he can do some phenomenal things. Every time it looked like they were going to grab the lead, especially when it got real tight back and forth, he would drive and hit a shot, a reverse layup or something. Armani, in the last 2 days, has hit three of the most ridiculous shots I've ever seen. That one today where he got the guy up in the air and then still got it off, put it in, then made his free throw. Something else to watch. Now, I know I have a reputation about officiating, right? I don't think it was one-sided, obviously, because they called a lot of fouls on Vandy. But I got real upset, and I want to get you guys to take. First time I got upset was we had a run out when we had a lead early, and I hear a whistle, and it's inadvertent, and then we don't score, so we sacrifice a couple of points. The TV announcers and myself felt like we had 2 3-point shooters foul, one of them really hard, and they don't blow the whistle. What was your all's vantage or viewpoint on that?
Well, either Mostella took one of the worst, missed a three as badly as you humanly can in the first half, or he got fouled because he was about 3 feet short on one of those two.
And then I don't remember if it was Moore or who. Somebody took one there later in the second half.
Bachman was the second one that they kept commenting on.
One of the TV announcers, they about took his hand off. but they made the point. That's been a point of emphasis this year on 3-point shooters. And they said, and today, don't know what you have to do to get a call. You know, I thought, oh, that's possible 6 points right there. So when it got tight, you know, you start reminiscing about all these things. You're like, oh man, what are those points? But Derek Reese, 21 rebounds in 2 games.
That's incredible, you know, man. It's incredible. I mean,
these guys are just playing. And this doesn't have anything to do with the game, and you probably have discussed it on your show in the last day or two when I didn't get to hear it, but Kevin Punter is the first player since 1950 or so to average over 20 points a game in the SEC and not make first team. So if you want to talk about a lack of respect for the Tennessee program, I think that kind of shows what it is. What was y'all's thoughts about him not making first team?
I I kept thinking that he wasn't going to make first team simply because he got hurt.
Right.
But at the same time, if you can name me five other players in this league that are better than him, that are better, or eight other players that are better than him, eight. That's a great point, because now they don't even do by position. Eight players. I have problems with that, Keith, even with